Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Conquering the Spirit of Disobedience podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book Conquering the Spirit of Disobedience. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter. In our previous episode, we looked at a word to the parents in regard to disobedience. Today, we shall look at the children. Children, before we were born, God knew us. He has good plans for us. He knew our end before even we began living. Our fathers gave us life. They are very important people in our lives because they brought us to this world. They carried the seed that God formed. Our mothers are likewise very important people in our lives. They carried us in their wombs for 9 months. It is in the wombs of our mothers that every organ was put together to form a human being. God respects women because they have a womb that receives and releases. Father and mother are very special people in God's eyes. God used them to bring us into this world so that God's purpose for our lives can be accomplished. This is why the Word of God tells us, children, that it is our Christian duty to honor our fathers and mothers. Honor your parents, children. Children, we are called upon by God to obey our parents. The Word of God says in Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Our obedience to our parents should not just be in some things, but in everything. The Word of God says, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. That is found in Colossians 3:20. Why should we honor our parents? Number one, it pleases God. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. That is found in Colossians 3:20. It is the right thing to do. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. God honors our parents because He has used them to bring us to this world and helped us to be who we were created to be. It therefore pleases God when we join Him in honoring our parents. They gave birth to us, have nurtured us, and educated us until we are who we are now. Number two, we shall live long. The Word of God says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. That is found in Ephesians 6, 2-3. It is God's will for us to live long to fulfill our purpose. It is our desire and the desire of our parents to live long to fulfill destiny. Our parents would love to see our children and even our children's children, as we also desire to live long, get a good job, get married, have a happy family, and see our generation. Everyone wants to live long. However, living longer has a condition tied to it, that is honoring our parents. If we fail to honor our parents, we shall not accomplish the years that God has ordained for us. The Word of God says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of a man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That is found in Numbers 23:19. God is true to His word. He means what He says. If we want to live long on this earth and eat the fruits of our labor, we need to honor our fathers and mothers. Number three, we shall live well. The Word of God says, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. That is found in Ephesians 6:3. Living well means we are happy, peaceful, healthy, we do not suffer lack, and we are well preserved among others. We bless God for a good education, good jobs, wealth and riches, good houses and cars, but we can still have all these things and lack joy and peace. A good life is all about peace Living a good life is having all the good things you can imagine of, and at the same time enjoy peace because the hand of God is upon us to preserve us. With all the good things we have, let us honor our parents. It is our only ticket to living well. Please note, Jesus Christ was strong in spirit and was full of the wisdom of God, and God's grace was upon him. Yet he honored his parents, and he continued to increase in wisdom and stature and favor with God. Let us follow the example of Jesus. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. That is found in Luke 2:52. Whenever we fail to honor our parents, we sadden God, and our days on this earth are shortened. And for the new days, the few days we can live, our lives will be without peace and joy. So what happens when we fail to honor our parents? Number one, we shall die. No one would want to imagine their death, nor even the death of their siblings. However, when we disobey the law of God, it is sin, and the result of sin is death. The word of God says, "For God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death." That is found in Matthew 15:4. Let us talk to our parents with respect. Shouting at our parents, answering back while they are talking to us, and murmuring and complaining about them anyhow will kill us. Let us stop it. We should never think of pushing, touching our parents in anger, nor even beating them. That will be the end of us. The word of God says, anyone who attacks their father or mother is to be put to death. That is found in Exodus 21:15. Whenever we are given instructions by our parents or even corrected by them, then we retaliate by sneering at them and giving them bad looks as if what they are telling us is nonsense, we shall land in trouble. Our parents may not be educated, may be poor or even drunkards, but they remain to be our parents. They are very important people in our lives. They carry our blessings. Let us not mock them, nor despise them, because we shall die a grievous death. The word of God says, the eye that mocks a father, that scorns an aged mother, will be picked out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures. That is found in Proverbs 30:17. Number two, what happens when we dishonor our parents? We shall be cursed. A cursed person goes through difficult situations all the time. Nothing seems to work in their lives. They go through sicknesses, death, poverty, loss of a job, barrenness, among others. A cursed person does not know joy nor peace. A cursed life comes as a result of not obeying our parents. The word of God says, if someone curses their father or mother, their lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. That is found in Proverbs 20:20. A life full of darkness is not the best place to be. This is where we are living, and nothing in our lives seems to be working. Cursed is anyone who dishonors his father or mother, and all the people shall say amen in Deuteronomy 27:16. As children, I do not think this is the life we will want to live. Let us honor our fathers and our mothers. So how can we honor our parents? Number one, listen to and obey their instructions. One way of honoring our parents is by listening to them and obeying their instructions. The word of God says, listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. That is found in Proverbs 1:8-9. Our parents may be old, but they have lived longer than us on this earth. They know what is wrong and right. From their experiences, they can guide us in the right way to go so that we do not make the mistakes they made. The word of God says, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not respond to rebukes. The word is found in Proverbs 13:1. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. That is found in Proverbs 6:20. Our parents were our first teachers before we went to school. They taught us how to hold a spoon and a cup, how to feed ourselves. They toilet trained us. They taught us how to clean our bodies and dress well. They taught us how to wear shoes and even how to wash our clothes. They taught us how to cook and clean the house. They taught us to be the responsible people we are right now. They loved us so much and are concerned about our welfare. They care about the people we interact with, our friends, and what we watch and read. Our parents become disturbed when they see us go astray. We may think they are too possessive and strict on us, but it's because they want to protect us. They have lived in this world for many years than us. They have more experience than us. They know and understand what is good and bad for us. They may not be educated like us, poor in technology, but they are wiser than us. Let us listen, therefore, to the instructions they give us and obey them in all things. We need to learn to be still when they are talking to us. Let us be good listeners and note at the back of our minds that the points that will bless our lives from what they tell us and work on them. Let us not disagree with them openly and show them how we know more than them. We can always come back another day and reason with them on certain issues we tend to disagree with them, but gently and respectfully. It is good to listen to their instructions. Obey them, never forget them, for they will guide us all the days of our lives. We shall need to teach them to our children, and we shall expect our children to listen to us too. When they tell us to stop doing certain things, please let us obey them, because they know the repercussions. Number two, seek their counsel. The people that are most close to us are our parents. They feel happy when we are happy. Our pain pains them. They never stop praying for us. They desire to see us live a good life. In every step we make in life, please let us not forget to consult and seek their counsel. Sharing our issues with our parents does not mean they will interfere. Wise people seek and listen to counsel. The word of God says, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you will be counted among the wise. That is found in Proverbs 19:20. Let us not exclude them from our plans, but seek their counsel. It is a great dishonor to sideline our parents in the planning of very important matters in our lives. We need the blessings of our parents in our marriages and in everything else we do. We should not get tired without letting our parents know, even when we get married. We need to follow the right protocol. Our parents and our parents-in-law should know each other. It is not good to stay with someone's child as a wife without informing her parents. Giving dowry is not buying a wife, but a sign of honor. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. It is an act of appreciation. This protocol needs to be observed for us to be blessed. When we fail to give dowry, we are failing to honor our parents-in-law, who are also our parents, hence we shall miss out on the blessings. Let us learn to seek our parents' counsel always and listen to their opinion. Please note, anyone the age of our parents should be treated as our parent. Let us not forget to respect the elderly and to treat them with respect, for this pleases the Lord. The word of God says, do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. That is found in 1 Timothy 5, 1 to 2. I hope you enjoyed this chapter of my book. If you found it helpful, send me a message and let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at the word to the servants of God in chapter 6. Thanks for listening.